This week brought seismic shifts in the technology landscape, starting with Apple's announcement at WWDC that macOS 27 will be the final version to support Intel-based Macs. After years of transition, Apple is officially closing the door on the Intel era.
This represents the completion of a transition that began in 2020, but the timing is strategically significant. Apple is making this move just as the PC market is experiencing its own transformation with AI-accelerated computing. By going all in on Apple Silicon, they're betting that their integrated approach will outperform the fragmented Windows ecosystem.
The market reaction tells the story. Qualcomm shares dropped roughly 10% Thursday after NVIDIA announced RTX Spark, its entry into Windows PC processors. Qualcomm has been positioning itself as the leader in AI-powered PC chips, but NVIDIA's move threatens that entire strategy.
NVIDIA's RTX Spark represents more than just another chip. It's a complete platform play. The company is leveraging its dominance in AI training to create processors optimized for AI inference on personal computers. This could fundamentally change how software developers think about local AI capabilities.
But we're also seeing pushback against AI concentration. Anthropic, despite being on track for an IPO that could value the company at over $40 billion, has called for a coordinated pause in AI development. This is remarkable. A company preparing to go public is essentially arguing that the industry should slow down.
The Anthropic position reflects growing concerns about AI safety, but it also reveals strategic thinking about market positioning. By calling for industry-wide coordination, they're potentially advantaging their own measured approach to AI development over competitors racing toward artificial general intelligence.
Speaking of Anthropic, their Claude Code platform has been adding new features rapidly, including something called AI Dreaming, the ability for AI systems to generate hypothetical scenarios and test solutions before implementing them. This is being positioned as a key differentiator ahead of their planned IPO.
The enterprise market is where these AI tools are finding their most lucrative applications. Claude Code, GitHub Copilot, and similar platforms are changing how businesses think about software development productivity. Companies are reporting 20 to 40% improvements in code development speed, which translates directly to reduced labor costs.
But this week also highlighted the security risks. The Miasma worm attack forced GitHub to disable 73 Microsoft repositories after malicious code was planted in Azure repositories. This is the first major supply chain attack specifically targeting AI coding tools, and it won't be the last.
The attack was sophisticated. The malware specifically targeted AI coding assistants like Claude Code and Cursor, attempting to inject malicious suggestions into code generation. This represents a new category of cybersecurity threat that companies using AI development tools need to understand.
Meanwhile, OpenAI is pursuing a different strategy entirely. Their plan to turn ChatGPT into a super app ahead of their IPO reflects lessons learned from WeChat's success in China. The idea is to make ChatGPT the central hub for multiple services: email, scheduling, research, document creation.
The super app strategy makes financial sense. Instead of monetizing through subscription fees alone, OpenAI could take transaction fees from services provided through the platform. If they successfully integrate email, e-commerce, and productivity tools, the revenue potential is enormous.
The email integration is already live. ChatGPT users can now send Gmail messages directly from their conversations without leaving the platform. This sounds simple, but it represents a fundamental shift in how we might interact with technology. Instead of switching between applications, you have one conversational interface that handles everything.
But this concentration of capabilities in a few major AI platforms raises antitrust concerns. When one company controls the interface through which users access multiple services, it gains tremendous market power. European regulators are already expressing concerns about potential monopolization.
The timing of these AI IPOs is also interesting. Both OpenAI and Anthropic are going public at a moment when AI investment is peaking, but public skepticism is growing. The companies need to demonstrate not just technological capability, but sustainable business models.
Meta is taking a different approach entirely. Reports suggest they're considering a multi-billion-dollar stock offering to fund AI development, following Alphabet's record $85 billion offering earlier this year. This arms race mentality is driving unprecedented capital requirements for AI development.
What's fascinating is that Meta is also reportedly building AI data centers inside temporary tent structures in Ohio. This suggests they need computing capacity so urgently that they can't wait for traditional data center construction timelines. It's a sign of just how rapidly the AI infrastructure demands are scaling.
The infrastructure question is becoming critical for the entire industry. Training large AI models requires enormous amounts of electricity and cooling capacity. Communities are starting to push back against data center developments that strain local power grids.